I had a friend who was a veteran sailor, and occasionally he would take us out on his sailboat. And I learned that when my sailing friend said it was time to go in, I should listen. There were times when we were out and the weather was beautiful. I thought it was going to stay beautiful, but man, his instincts knew better. He'd say, I think we better go in. I'd say, on a beautiful day like this, this is a 10. He'd say, yeah, it isn't going to stay that way. You know, there has been more than one occasion where I sailed with him into port, entered the harbor, just as a storm broke loose. Yeah, his instincts were amazing. Now look, you might be in a storm right now, or maybe you're headed for one and it just doesn't look like it yet. I have some very critical advice before you set your course or before you sail any further. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about navigating stormy weather. Now, a word for today from the Word of God, Luke 5:5. The occasion here is where Jesus has asked Simon Peter to go out and fish again after he'd fished all night and caught nothing. And Jesus said, look, I know it's the middle of the day. I know it's hot. I know it doesn't look like a good time to go out, but I want you to. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night. We haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. See, the way it looked would have led Simon Peter to a fruitless conclusion, or let's say a fishless conclusion. It looked like there was no point in going back out again. But Jesus said, do it. And just because he said it, Peter did it. And what Jesus said led to victory. I watched an interview that was recorded on an anniversary of the D-Day invasion, the greatest military assault in history, June 6, 1944. And General Eisenhower told about how the decision was made to go on that date. He wanted to go on June 4th or 5th, and June 4th, 1944 was a beautiful starlit night. The commanders of the Allied troops were gathered with General Eisenhower at their Southwick House. That was their command post in England. And Colonel Page, he was the chief army meteorologist. And General Eisenhower was told by him that gale force winds and high tides would soon be assaulting the Normandy beaches, actually by the very next morning. Well, should Ike believe what he saw, the beautiful, clear, starlit night, or should he listen to the man who knew? His answer? No go. Even though it would cost them their first choice, and it would prolong the wait for 180,000 troops who were waiting on ships, anxious to move. Now, the next day, opposite weather. It was stormy as predicted, and Colonel Page came in and said, we're going to have improved weather the next day with moderate winds and tides. It's going to be a good day to go. Okay, should General Eisenhower go by his senses or by the man who's the authority? Ike paused for about 30 seconds, and then he said two words that are emblazoned in history. Let's go. The room was clear in 2 seconds, and the rest is history. Now, you have a decision to make right now about something, whether to believe what your senses and your feelings and your environment are telling you about a moral choice, or about giving up on a person, or about giving into a temptation, about giving up on a commitment like marriage, or running into a decision. Don't base your life on what's going to change in 20 minutes, which is your feelings. Base it on the Word of God, which hasn't changed in 20 centuries. Do it His way, no matter how it feels.